So I decided to talk about the translation of a word on the Amid because even though usually translation is for the art scroll, but over here it has major halachic ramifications. The word where I'm just talking about is peyanachar, is foreign hair. So presumably most of us thought wig, right? When we hear foreign hair, that's what it sounds like. You know, comes to picture George Washington with his nice little white wig, and maybe if we're married, some shaitels, wigs that women used to cover their hair. Now, this is there is a major halakhic discussion on this. The Shilta Gibarim, Rabbi Yeshua Bayaz, who lived in the, I believe, in the late 16th century, the early 17th century, he wrote the Gilyan Hashas, some of the Gilyan Hashas. He wrote the Ud Torah Ar, where the Psukim are. He wrote where the Rambam, the Ein Mishpat, where the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch is. And in Nazir, I believe, he on the side, which is actually, it's not his custom to write halachos on the side of the Gemara, but he chose to write that from the fact that the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah talks about a peyanachar by a Nazir, we see foreign hair by a Nazir, by someone who abstains from wine for 30 days. So it talks about it there, so it seems that it is proper to wear a wig. It seems that it's okay. Because we're talking about tzaddikim, we're talking about kosher people, and it's talking about how they wore peyanachas, they wore this wig. So obviously you are allowed to wear a wig, and it's okay. And in Shulti Gibarim in Shabbos, and I think Daf Chavtes, he also, which is a halacha sefer on the Rif, he also echoes that sentiment. He said it is mutter, it's not a problem, even if it's from her own hair. Now, there is a tshuva from the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva all lived like about 50 years later, I think 75 years later, and he vehemently disagrees. It's interesting to note that it's almost like a flip. The Shulta Gibarim was a Sephardi. I think he's from Turkey. The Be'er Sheva was an Ashkenazi, and it seems as if nowadays the sides have flipped. Ashkenazim, anyone from Germany, I think most Ashkenazim in general are all wear shaitels, and when it comes to Sephardim, there are many of them that do not. Some do, but there are many of them that do not. So it seems as if the opinions have flipped. But the Be'er Sheva takes issue with wearing a shaitel. Now, what's the problem with shaitel? We know that a woman has to cover her hair. So if you wear a wig, your hair is covered. What's the difference if it's someone else's hair? So the Be'er Sheva says that the reason why he vehemently disagrees is because there's a concept called Maris Ayin. He brings up another issue. We're not going to go into that now, but it is Maris Ayin. And that is that you are not allowed to act in a way that someone would be able to accuse you of transgressing an Aveira. It's brought in Hilchos Shabbos, it's brought in other places, that you have to, V'yisam Nikim Hashem Yisrael, the Chazal enacted decrees that a person should not put himself in a situation where other people think that he's doing an Aveira. And that he therefore says that Peyanachar is not a regular wig, it's either hair extensions or a wig that's worn under a hat. Now, why would a woman wear a hair just to put it under a hat? That's a good question. The Be'er Sheva talks about it. He says that maybe even if sometimes things come out from the hat, so she should look like she has some hair. He does point out that Rashi says that the woman that wore it were people that didn't have so much hair. So if this is a way of looking like you had hair, even though you have to cover your hair, it should be everyone should wear it like we have nowadays. Everyone wears shaitels after they're married because they have to cover their hair. Again, there's questions back and forth. But the general idea, he holds that there is a gzeira takana of marasayin. There's an issue of marasayin. Or Moshe, in Igris Moshe and Ibn Ezer, points out that the halachic opinion he holds is not like the Be'er Sheva. It's like the Shulta Gibarim that we do wear shaitels, which is presumably why I believe most people in America do wear shaitels, and at least Ashkenazim. And he says a few reasons why there's not a marasayin, and we'll end with those. Ramesha says that, first of all, Maris Ayin, it would only be if no one was able to tell that it's not a wig. So he says that most wigs, you are able to tell. And he said, even though there are some wigs that you may not be able to tell, so we go with the majority, and Chazal did not enact that decree of Maris Ayin for that. Because most of them are fine, so therefore, again, Maris Ayin, Ramesh is assuming, is a decree. It's a takanas chachamim. It's a decree from the sages. You can't just make up that something is Maris Ayin and therefore not do it. It's a decree from the sages, and since most wigs are able to be you could tell that they are not wigs. Therefore, by woman, by the way, he points out by woman. Therefore, they did not enact the decree. Even if there are some wigs that are not, it doesn't make a difference because the majority of them are. And therefore, you are allowed to wear a sheitel. Another reason the Ramesha says is that there is no maris ayin. The only time we find maris ayin is by a negative commandment. Maybe someone will think you're doing an avera, but to say that you are doing a mitzvah, we never find maris ayin. And the decree, the mitzvah to cover a person's hair is learned from sight. It's a mitzvah. It's a positive decree. One might argue that there's also halacha that you have to, you know, cover, a woman has to cover all things that are considered erva. A reish is considered an erva. If someone thinks that a woman's not covering head, that might be a more a lav of lifneiver and other things. Again, there's much to talk about, but this is another thing Ramesha says, and and therefore he says that's why there it doesn't apply to have this maris ayin. Ramesh gives I believe three other reasons. Look there in the tshuva. I believe it's Evan Ezer Chelu Beis Simon. I think it's Yodalid, and you'll find. But again, there's much discussion about this. It's just interesting to find where it is in our Gemara.